Dr. Javier El-Bitar, a bone marrow transplant doctor, has a difficult job. When there aren't any options left for seriously ill leukemia patients, he has to talk about comfort care. But now, he and others have a new weapon in fighting the disease when standard chemotherapy doesn't work. Kymriah is the brand name of a drug that uses the body's own cells to eliminate leukemia. El-Bitar says a clinical trial at Children's and other hospitals had an 83% success rate, and that's why the FDA approved it for acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or ALL.
And so this opens the door for a pretty significant and scientifically proven option for families to pursue a therapy that has been shown to keep leukemia at bay for many, many months, if not years.
This novel approach reprograms the body cells to fight cancer. Attending oncologist Dr. Christine Phillips was involved in the clinical trial.
Getting your own immune system to sort of wake up and do its job and treat the cancer, and it's very exciting.
And the way we do that is we connect them to a special apparatus that allows us to filter and remove a specific population of white blood cells. And those are frozen at our facility so that we can then use that, we can send that product of non-specific T cells to companies like Novartis, who then introduce into those T cells that protein that allows them to be much more sophisticated at targeting leukemia.
In the U.S., there are about 3,500 new ALL cases every year. More than 500 kids will relapse annually. The $475,000 drug Kymriah, or CAR-T cell therapy, covered by insurance, gives doctors the ability to try something different rather than go back to the same chemotherapy drug.
So this therapy is new. You know, the first child who was infused is about 5 years out and still doing well. So we don't have the kind of numbers that we have for somebody. You know, we know how well everyone does 5 years after transplant and big group numbers. We don't have those numbers yet. But what they're excited about is that those patients who seem to respond and seem to be in remission still at a year, they tend to stay in remission after that year.
Dr. Phillips says the data is too new to say it's a cure, even though 83% showed no signs of the disease. Over time, researchers will be interested to see where Kymriah fits into cancer treatment as a whole. Doctors are using various forms of immunotherapy in other forms of cancer, like melanoma and masses in the brain. Leukemia is a liquid cancer, but Dr. El-Bitar says the difficulty with solid tumors is they have a shell around them that isn't the cancer, and the T cells have to get around that.
There's a whole host of researchers out there in the community that aren't just developing the CAR T cell therapies, but strategies at which that they can improve on the T cells' delivery to the actual tumor site itself so that the immune system that then is recruited can act more aggressively.
Cincinnati Children's is trying to hone the technology and get it to be more effective and less toxic. Doctors also want to know why some patients respond well to it while others do not.
Just as little as 5 to 10 years ago, situations like an acute lymphoblastic leukemia relapse after transplant was invariably an endgame kind of scenario. And this changes the ball game entirely.
There are temporary side effects from Kymriah, and patients have to take antibodies for the remainder of their life because it destroys the cells which fight infection. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.